Tax Act knows you probably don't need help filing taxes. But if you get stuck, we have live experts you can talk to. And who knows, you could hit it off and become long-term tax friends, staying up late at night, talking about deductions, refunds, personal exemptions. Heck, you could even fall in love and create a little dependent of your own one day. Or they could just answer your filing questions. Tax Act. Let's get them over with.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, parents have gathered to protest this lunchtime outside the Rainbow Community Playgroup in Stony Batter in Dublin. And Mark is with me on the line today because, Mark, you were there, you're at the protest. Tell me what's going on.
Right, okay. Well, Andrea, a couple of days ago, we received a letter through our letterbox explaining to us that our child's afternoon playgroup was to be wound up on the 7th of February. And we haven't received any explanation around it, only that it was a decision that the board, the management board of Rainbow Playgroup, hadn't taken lightly. So obviously this has put us in a really awkward situation because, you know, us, like, you know, other parents in the group, we've structured our childcare around that afternoon play group, and now we're struggling to find alternatives at extremely short notice. You know, we're both working parents, and this is a very stressful situation for us. And there's also the psychological impact on our children as well. You know, they're all settled now in Rainbow Playgroup. You know, this is the second term. They're like a couple of weeks into it. And at the end of next week, we're going to have to turn around to our kids and explain to them, you know, at 3 years old, you know, your school is being closed, your teachers, your friends, you know, they're all going to be taken away from you overnight.
Okay, so just so I'm clear about this, is it just that there's a reduction to the services provided in the childcare setting, or is it that the entire place has been wound up?
Well, it looks like the staff hours have been cut in half. So, you know, it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense to us. And that's why we're asking for some transparency and, you know, at least have a conversation with the board of management, because, you know, the morning service is continuing. The building is rented from DCC. The rent is paid on up to the end of the year. So we just really don't understand. Teachers don't understand.
So it's not a privately run childcare setting, is it? Who's it operated by?
It looks like it. I think it's Kingston Group.
It's Pubble, isn't it? Pubble administered the funding for it, isn't it?
Yeah, like Pubble give the grant, to us, and government grants fund it as well. So it should be 100% funded by the government. So, you know, we've sent emails off to Anna Shakespeare, the CEO of Pubble, and we've sent emails off to Norman Foley as well as other TDs and councillors, to ask them to step in, you know, because this is a government-funded play school, and it's being shut down without any consultation, no warning, and, you know, it's a terrible situation for parents and children.
What position does this leave you in, Lorna? You're there at the protest today. You have until February 7th now to find alternative arrangements.
Andrea, we have a daughter in the afternoon group, so she's going to be affected by this. She has some extra needs, so we worked really hard to settle her in. She's doing really well. The teachers are brilliant. We're just so upset to lose it. It's such a valuable resource and it's so needed. The children are having the rug pulled out from under them, and so are we as parents. And I'd just like to make the point that, you know, if you were told your child's primary school or secondary school was closing next week, you'd be shocked, and it wouldn't be allowed to happen. But unfortunately, early years education just doesn't have the same protections, but it's so valid and valuable, and we're just so upset.
And if you're working, Lorna, and I'm sure like Mark and other parents getting in touch with us as well, like it leaves you in the predicament that you have to try and find some other kind of childcare arrangement for next week.
Yeah, and it's not just childcare, it's education. Like our daughter really needs the education that she's getting from the teachers. She's settled now, and we're working, and we've structured our lives around it so that she can attend between 1 and 4 every day. And it's such a brilliant service, and it'd be such a pity to lose it. And as I said, I just feel like the rug's being pulled out from under those kids that really need us and really rely on us.
So you're heading into the bank holiday weekend, and you said, Mark, this kicks in from February 7th. So from next Friday, it finishes. I know from talking to parents here in the show, sure, it's next to impossible to try and get kids into childcare settings. They're trying to find somewhere for next Monday week.
That's right. Like, you know, and the thing about it is, this isn't the first, you know, early childhood service that's closed in the Stony Batter area. There's actually, in the last couple of years, there's two more. So this is a third childcare service that is under threat now. You know, and I think, you know, I was reading in the Irish Times, nearly over 100 of them have closed nationwide, you know, and only 84 have been replaced. So these places are disappearing faster than they're being replaced. You know, the government says that they're investing in childcare, but the reality on the ground is very different for parents, as we can see today. And something needs to change.
Sean, you're at the protest as well, is that right?
Yeah, hi Andrea. Yes, I'm here at the protest.
Yeah, and roughly how many people or parents are there?
I'd say it looks to me about 50 odd parents, 50 children. We have a few politicians and local councillors out here with us as well.
Okay, have you? Yeah. So the issue, aside from the fact that it's a complete pain and a nuisance, and as Lorna pointed out, you know, the issues for your kids as well, and trying to get a new education setting and get them settled in. But it seems to be the time, you know, the speed at which this is happening.
Yes, it's the speed that's happening that's concerning. And to be honest, my son goes to the morning session, so we're not directly impacted at the moment. But we're here in solidarity with the afternoon kids and parents. Our fear is that if our staff or our teachers' hours are cut, they won't be able to sustain themselves, so they will need to seek employment elsewhere, which ultimately will result in the closure of our school. So that's why we're here, and we fear that as well down the road.
Yeah, so it's the... And has there been any engagement? Have you heard anything back from anybody?
There has been no engagement, very little response to the parents. I'm not sure if politicians have been able to get through to them, but we haven't been. We can't even get through to them on the telephone, to be honest with you.
Yeah. So because it's funded by Pubble, the creche, that means the queries, I suppose, go through them.
Well, the parent company is called Kent. Now, I'm not too sure. I do believe they do get funding, or 95% funding from Pubble, and the rent is paid by DCC.
Okay.
So I'm not entirely sure why there would be financial issues in order to close the...
Well, we don't even know that there is, because we don't know what the reason is. I think that seems to be the issue, Mark, isn't it? You're not actually aware. Now, we have got on to Pubble for you since we've started speaking, and we have a statement back to say Pubble administers a range of early learning and care funding programs on behalf of the Department of Education. Therefore, I suggest you contact the department's press office in relation to the matter. So Pubble's kicking us down the road to the Department of Children.
Yeah, I mean, it's not good enough, you know. Essentially, like, they're funding the play schools. So, you know, like, they've got to step in and protect them, you know. Like, this is taxpayers' money that they're using to fund this school. And, you know, like, it's completely unacceptable that we're put into this situation now. You know, like, Anna Shakespeare needs to answer for this. The Minister for Children, Norma Foley, needs to answer for this as well. You know, there's too many of these childcare services disappearing, and just at this short notice, you know, it's extremely distressing for us as parents and our children.
Yeah, I have a statement here too from Anna Marie Byrne, who's the manager of the Rainbow Community Playgroup. This is what you're protesting about, to say that she and fellow educators are gutted by the decision, leaving aside their own concerns as well, the loss of early years places at a time where more provision is required for the community is devastating, despite several attempts to ascertain from the Board of Management members and to seek in and seeking to engage with them, still waiting on a response back as well. So that's from the Rainbow Community Playgroup manager. That protest is happening today, Stony Batter at the Rainbow Community Playgroup. Mark, Lorna, Sean, listen, thanks a million to you all for joining us here on the programme today. I have a text from Mickle in Kilkenny, who says he too is a community manager of two childcare services working in the profession for 29 years. This crisis has been brewing for years. It's been ignored by government and the department. The staffing crisis has been bubbling over, affecting services. So they've no choice but to close rooms, closed rooms are closed altogether if they don't have staff to run them. We are one of the countries with the lowest investment in childcare in Europe, which results in high fees for parents and staffing crisis for services. That comes in, as I said, from Mick in Kilkenny. Still to come, we're talking about working from home hours next.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.